This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I will tell you that when you're in this business and you have the responsibility, you know, of hosting a show for a couple hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, in this case, 2 hours, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, you know, your job a lot of times is to set the tenor of the show, to set a direction to the tone of it. You know, I always say here on 10 to 12 on Monday and Friday, especially on Monday, and then again on Friday, that the show is about you. It's not about me, it's about you. It's a reaction show on Monday. So that's about you. You call up, you tell me what you thought about the game the previous Sunday or Thursday night or whatever. And then on Friday, a bit of a hodgepodge of that. You call up, but now we're getting towards a game. There's no reaction necessarily. And we're talking about what's going on. We mix in a little bit of other things, Sabres, especially nowadays when, you know, they're winning 10 in a row. But Friday is also Sean McDermott. And I know a lot of you tune in for that. Who's playing, who's not playing, what's going to happen on Sunday, how are they, you know, feeling about injuries, stuff like that. So that's my job today, right? To kind of set the direction, set the tone, set the tenor of the show. And I got to be really, really honest. I kind of don't know how to do that today. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. What I mean is, this show could be super emotional today. It could also be super fun. It's whatever, whichever, however you want to deal with and process what's going to happen a little more than 48 hours from now. When a lot of you start venturing into Highmark Stadium for the last time ever, or watching on TV a game played there for the last time ever, it's not going to be easy for a lot of us to go through the emotions that are going to be happening on Sunday. And again, I'm not trying to be dramatic when I say this, okay? I've been on the radio long enough to go through a lot of ups and a lot of downs and highs and lows and deal with them with you. And we all process this together. And I always appreciate everybody when they say, oh my God, like listening to you when you come on Monday after a loss or after a win, you kind of put me in the right space. And I appreciate that. That's what I try to do. But I've also been around for, unfortunately, people passing, right? Like we talk about somebody's legacy and what they meant. And I remember recently Art Wander, right? When that happened, a radio personality. I remember Ralph Wilson, of course, Kobe Bryant's death, right? Just, and stay with me for a minute here. I kind of feel like, you know, and I always say everybody processes grief differently. But one thing we do is we celebrate life when we talk about that. And I thought a little bit today, like, listen, this stadium is, it's going away. It's not going to be there anymore. And we're all very, very sad in our own way about it. But the cool part is we're celebrating its life today. That's what we're doing. We're celebrating its life. over the next, we've been doing it for the whole season, but now it's here. Now it is here. It is a celebration of life of Highmark Stadium. That's what it is. The life it gave us. The life it gave our community. The life it gave the NFL. It's one of the, folks, I have been to every stadium in this league except for three of them. The only ones I haven't been to, and it was because of the COVID year, we didn't travel, Arizona, San Francisco, and Las Vegas, the new stadium there. I've been to every other venue that's currently in existence in this league. There is something special about this one. It is special. And I'm not just saying this as the Buffalo Bills sideline reporter. I'm not just saying this as a kid who grew up in Cheektowaga and went to games and came back from Syracuse University on a Greyhound bus for games during the 1990s and Super Bowl years. I'm not just saying this as a guy who's experienced all of these kind of iconic great moments inside the stadium as a fan or as a professional. I'm saying it because I've been around this league. I know what these environments are like. I've been on the sidelines. I've been in the press box. I've been in the stands at some of them. It is a special place. The new place is going to be really, really awesome. It's going to be really, really special in its own right. But we're going to take away so much of this that we have today. Talk about today. Apologies, my text was going off there. See how he ruined the moment there. That did not. But we're going to have so much to take with us from this stadium. The memories. Don't take anything physical. Okay, don't do that. We're going to have so much to remember. So many iconic moments and people. And it's so tough to explain or get through them all here on a two-hour radio show. But I want to do that today as much as I can with you. So welcome into a Buffalo Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you, and our Buffalo Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. Okay, let me set up the show for you today, and let me take your phone calls as well. 803-0550. I have my own memories. I'll get into them, but I want you to share yours. I did a podcast last night with Matt Bove. Always Game Day in Buffalo. Check it out. Wherever you pod, the Odyssey app, at Sal Sports on YouTube. And it was really, really awesome to go through those with him. We went for over an hour just going back and forth on this, on different things and memories and moments. So check it out. And you can get more from me there, but I'll touch on a few along the way here. But I want to hear from you today at 803-0550. We are going to have Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott about an hour from now for his weekly radio segment. Bills play the Jets, of course, on Sunday. There is a football game on Sunday on the field for 60 minutes, not just the celebration of life of Highmark Stadium. We'll also have Patrick Hammer. If you're going to the game, what's the weather going to be like? The tailgating. We'll have him at 11:30. But I got a special treat for you at 10:30, bottom of the hour. Be listening. If you watched the Bills Highmark Stadium YouTube video, the retrospective, if you watched it, it was amazing. It's phenomenal. Go watch it. If you haven't, go see it. It's 45 minutes long. It's going to make you emotional and cry. And one of the people who was very prominently featured early on, his name is Bill Munson. Bill, I think this is right, at the time he retired a few years ago, was the longest tenured Buffalo Bills employee. And he had been with the team since the schematics of the Dome in Lancaster and this stadium, Highmark Stadium. And they show it on this video. It's incredible. And Bill and I have known each other for years. And I said, hey, would you like to come on WGR with me this morning to talk a little bit about the memories of Highmark Stadium, the building of it, the memories you have? And he said, absolutely. So Bill Munson's going to join me at 10:30 a.m. I can't wait. In the meantime, let's talk to you today. Let's go to Bill in North Tonawanda, speaking of Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on WGR. Go ahead. Good to talk to you again.
Hello, Sal. Huge fan.
Thank you.
I called this morning and got cut off accidentally, which was, but I called back because I got a good one for you. I'll bet you remember it. November 13th, 2005, I was a security guard working the scoreboard end of the field. Lee Evans caught a touchdown pass, was tackled by Eric Warfield. I was run over. I broke my leg and blew out my knee. And I got my 30 seconds or whatever of fame because they wheeled me off on the gator. I got to shake hands with Lossman. Mularkey was there. He shook my hand. The paramedic who was with me, because I can't, was it Bud Carpenter? Who was the?
Bud Carpenter was there many years. Yep.
Yeah, Bud Carpenter was there. He's taking care of me. And as I went off, the paramedic says to me, "Why don't you give the fans a thumbs up?" Well, I threw my arms up in the air. 70,000 people cheered for me. I was, like I said, I got my 15 minutes of fame, and I'm sitting there on the laying on the ground. Wasn't in too good a shape, you know, because broke my ankle, broke just above the ankle. And my phone starts ringing. And my wife, Pam, goes, he says, "Answer it, put it on speaker." Well, all of a sudden she comes out, "Oh my God, we saw you again. Are you okay?" And it was, you know, it was one of the most memorable things that ever happened in my life. And, you know, I got a thing.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And what's his name? Chris Berman put it on his fastest 3 minutes the next day or whenever they did it. And I got that video from somebody.
Awesome.
But the best part of the whole deal, and I'll make this quick, the very next day on that Monday, the 14th, a Buffalo Bills representative came and knocked on my door. They gave me this great big chocolate chip cookie bouquet, and I got a letter that I still have that Ralph Wilson invited me to the game 2 weeks from them with my wife, and we went and saw the Carolina Panthers, Carolina, and got to sit in the press box right behind Murph, and I don't even remember who was with him. Van Miller had retired, and he was sitting over two seats.
Bill, I got a lot of people on hold here, buddy. I'm sorry, I got to go. I want to get to them too. So try to wrap it up for me.
Okay, wrapping it up. You know, the last thing is I went down to the locker room. I was on crutches, and Lee Evans said, "Anything I can do for you?" I says, "I'd like a game used football."
Did he give it to you?
I mean, a football. He got it. He signed it. Lossman signed it, and I'm a happy man.
You got it, Bill. And thanks a lot for the call, buddy. All right, we're going to move on to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, listen. Been to many games. Love coming down. This is obviously a Canadian call. Love coming down, and love the stadium. I mean, I'm also a big baseball fan, so I will always be in your city. I mean, I love AAA baseball. So, but you know, Sal, my greatest I can't tell you any great memories. Everything's been good. I love the long drive down, even getting stuck at that damn border sometimes for too long of a time. I mean, it's always worthwhile coming down there, and it's not like it's over because the stadium is right next door. So, but my here's memories that I would like to see happen in this game that we're playing. And I know this is not going to be popular and it's going to get shot down. This is just my point of view. This is the last game there. This Buffalo team all year has not played well. We've stole victories, we've come back, and we've won games, and now we're in the playoffs. this is what I would like to see in the last game, and here you go, Sal. I don't want to see us sitting that damn team out. I know Josh is hurt. I know he's beat up a little bit. I don't want to see one play and you're out of the damn game with everybody.
Okay.
I want us to go into this game.
Yeah, I totally disagree with you. If Josh Allen played more than that and he got hurt, you'd be the first person to call and say, how stupid was that?
No, I would not, Sal.
Okay.
No, that's fine. But I want to see, and this goes into the, it also being the last game of the year. If this was a game, that didn't mean anything in the playoffs or stuff like that, I wouldn't say this.
It doesn't.
I want us to be ready.
Yep.
I want us to blow the Jets off.
All right. It doesn't mean anything, Billy. I gotta run, buddy. I gotta run. I totally disagree with you. I think the Bills should absolutely prioritize health in this game. Let's go to Steve, who's up next. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Hey, I was curious as to the situation with the new stadium. I hate to jump ahead, but
it's okay.
With the snow shoveling that's going on in the old stadium, did anybody take a look at the seating areas now in the new stadium to see if that's going to be the same situation?
I mean, the new stadium should not have the same issues because it's built to withstand and to melt the snow.
Yeah, well, the seating area isn't so.
Yeah, I don't really know, Steve. Probably above my head. Somebody could probably answer that a little better, maybe. I'm not sure, but you shouldn't have the same, what do you mean by seating areas? Like, yes, that's right. I know in the stands, but you're going to have, you know, most of it covered. A lot of the snow will not fall into the stands, actually, where it is right now. Let's go to Jerry in Medina. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks.
Hey, first off, big fan. Love what you bring to us listeners about the organization. You do tremendous work, man. When I think about the stadium, I've been thinking about this the last couple of days, kind of live my life a little bit. I was in high school back during the Super Bowl runs. And at the time, it was just my mother and I lost my dad when I was young. It was just my mom and I. She couldn't afford much, but a couple times a year, I got a chance to go to games. One time courtesy of a boss of hers that had club seats and was tremendously, great with me and took me to at least a game a year for a few year stretch. And during the same time, I would manage to get together with my uncle and my cousin. Mom would drop me off at the Pembroke rest stop to meet up with them. I'd hook up with them, go to the stadium, have a nice tailgate with them and their friends, caught some really, really, great games during that time. Probably the 51-3 whomping of the Raiders was the best during that time. And it's brought me to where I am today. 49-year-old father. It's become an annual tradition to make it to one game with my two oldest children. And it's just something that myself and my two oldest really look forward to. And I know it's probably going to be difficult, but we're kind of hoping to keep that going into the new stadium, but we'll tackle that when that comes. But that's what gets me thinking.
You got it.
About this game.
Yeah, Jerry, and I agree with you. 51-3 is number one for me. And I've said it. I said it last night on the pod, and I'll say it again here, that it is almost impossible to explain to people what 51-3 was like unless you were there. It's almost impossible. You have to remember, the Bills had never been to the Super Bowl. It was their first run at it. They had gone to the AFC Championship game 2 years before and lost at Cincinnati. They had gone to Cleveland the year before that and lost in the divisional round in an epic game. And then that year, they go to the AFC Championship game after beating Miami in the snow 44-34 the week before, Kelly and Marino going at it. They go to the AFC Championship game. You are 60 minutes away from going to your first ever Super Bowl. And in the backdrop of this game was Desert Shield and Desert Storm, the first Iraq War. 1990 into 91. The patriotism off the charts. The security off the charts. And you go into the game against the Raiders, this traditional team that's won Super Bowls. They weren't far removed from their heyday of the 70s and 80s. And yeah, they hadn't been great necessarily, but you know, that mystique. And you get in there, and what's hard to explain, 41-3 at halftime. 41-3 at halftime. And for an hour and a half, essentially, 80,000 people knew the Buffalo Bills were going to the Super Bowl and partied like it. That's what 51-3 was. It wasn't too dissimilar to the perfect game against the Patriots, except the Bills weren't going to the Super Bowl, but you knew the entire second half, you have finally slayed the dragon of the Patriots, and this is now the Bills' division. And you have Josh Allen, and they don't. And people who stayed in that stadium to think about it, to revel in it, the same kind of deal. And in this case, 51-3, 1990 into 91, this is January of 91, 51-3, 35 years ago. And I was there, and I was a senior in high school, 17 years old, about to be 18 years old, with my friends. I remember on the Raiders side of the field, first row of the upper deck. It was just euphoria. It was a relaxed euphoria, right? It was a party. It was not a nail-biting finish at all. The whole second half was a party. That tops it for me. That is number one on my list. And I don't know if you're not there. It's the same thing, I think, for people who say the comeback game. Like, everybody says they were there. I was not. It's one of the only playoff games during that run I didn't go to, actually, the comeback game. But I'm sure it's the same way. You can't explain it to people, right? That was it for me. John in Dunkirk. Hi, John. You're on WGR.
Sal, again, the 51-3 game, I was doing a handheld for NBC on the Raiders sideline that day. And I can't tell you what a complete emotional breakdown the Raiders were having. But real quick, I've been to every stadium, both old and new, and I still get chills and thrills every time I walk out onto the camera deck before the game to just look at the sheer awesomeness of our field, our current field at Highmark. It still gives me chills, and I just am going to miss it, but I'm going to look forward to, obviously, the new stadium as well. And the funniest moment ever for me was in the comeback game. We lost all camera communication in the first half. We could not speak to the director, or he could speak to us, but we couldn't speak to him. So essentially, our entire first half, we were just shooting as if our cameras were live all game until we got the communications fixed to go forward into the second half. But those are my two fondest memories. And I still get a thrill every time I walk into our stadium.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to process on Sunday. And I've said, John, and I don't know about you, for me, it will hit me at some point. I don't know when it is. Is it going to be the first walk down the tunnel, which is the last walk, last first walk? Is it going to be during the anthem when I'm looking around and seeing the stands and the people? Is it going to be during the legend of the game? And where else would you rather be? Is it going to be at the very end of the game and not knowing how what to do to walk out? I don't know, but it's going to hit me at some point. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you remember, but I did say hello to you down in Houston this year because I was taking a picture with Todd Brody and Greg Harvey.
I do remember, buddy.
You take care of yourself. Thanks
too.
For doing all you do. It's
yeah,
great.
Thanks, John. Thanks for the memories, as always, when you call. I appreciate that. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We are going to take a timeout. And when I come back, we're going to have Bill Munson on. Now, Bill was not only the Bills, but I think he might have been like one of the longest NFL team tenured employees until he retired a few years ago. He goes all the way back to before this stadium and the schematics of it and building it and what went into it. And if you watch the Bills retrospective video, 45 minutes on YouTube, the Farewell to Highmark, Bill is featured very prominently in the early parts of that to talk about it. And I said, man, why don't you come on with me on WGR today? He said, let's do it. So he's coming up next, Bill Munson. After this timeout, we are celebrating the life of Highmark Stadium today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.